Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Texans Training Camp Today from the Houston Methodist Training Center just across the street from NRG Stadium. Drew Doherty with the voice of the Houston Texans.
Mark We're underway.
And we've got the sweat to prove it.
Yes, oh, much of that. It was pretty warm out here today. For those who were in attendance, they can verify that. But it's Houston.
Yes.
It's late July, early August. This is what happened.
And it means we get to watch football, which was awesome. Now, one guy we didn't get to watch was wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
We heard about the holdout, which began on Saturday morning. General Manager Rick Smith, who had a new contract on Friday night go his way, he talked a little bit about it today.
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out that they're focused on the guys who are in camp, because regardless of who's here, who's not here, DeAndre Hopkins obviously holding out, J.J. Watt's injury, Dwayne's injury, they have to get a team ready to play. But various members of the organization talked about DeAndre Hopkins.
It's the National Football League. Things happen, whether it's injuries or anything else. You know, you just have to coach the guys that are out on the field. So once we get into our meetings and we come out here, we're just really focused on coaching the guys that are out here.
I mean, I said yesterday that we're disappointed. I mean, obviously, we want him here. I think he ought to be here. He's under contract, but he's exercising his right to express himself the way he's chosen. And so we've got a season to prepare for. And so, when he gets back, we'll welcome him back. I mean, he's a heck of a football player, and he can help our football team, and we know that.
And one thing to remember, so many times over the last decade, we've seen the Texans come to an agreement, come to an accord with players, their stars, before the season gets going.
Well, my thing is, historically, these things have a way of getting resolved one way or another. I don't know about new deal or old deal or whatever, but one way or another, you see the guy get into camp at some point or get to the starting line for the regular season, and isn't that what's really most important?
It is. Starting line, a very good point you bring up, because J.J. Watt will probably not be out here during camp, but he spoke today about being ready for the start of the season.
So what happened was last season I herniated the disc in my back, but it wasn't a terrible herniation, so obviously I could keep playing. And then throughout the offseason, there'd be slight flare-ups here and there, but we'd always get it under control, so there was nothing really bad. So right before training camp, we just wanted to do a checkup just to make sure and see where I was at. And once the MRI came back, we realized it was worse than we thought. So that's when we knew. That's why it happened so close to training camp. It's not because it's 190 degrees and I just didn't feel like going out there. Successful surgery, we took a whole bunch of crap out of my back. And so now I feel good. And for the first 2 weeks, they told me really just walk and lay down is my rehab. So that's all I've been doing. But they said as soon as the 2 weeks is up, I kind of ramp up pretty quickly. So I can't put a solid start date on when I'm going to be able to play. I've never missed a game in my 5 years. 2012, I missed all of training camp. Didn't have a problem there. Don't see this being a problem. And I don't plan on missing my first game now, but I can't promise it. So I'm going to do everything I can. I jogged today a little bit. I don't. They probably weren't terribly happy to see me do that. But I felt good. Like, that's what's crazy is I feel good. Like, my body feels good. So it's just a matter of now listening to them and what they tell me to do. And I'll do whatever they tell me to do just so that I know I can be healthy for the first game.
Well, good to see J.J. Watt. We'd rather see him practicing. But we did see Brock Osweiler practice today.
Yes, we did, Mark. And Brock can go deep. Brock can go short. But Brock can go over the middle and make those intermediate throws. And we've seen some of that in May and June, but it's nice to see it here in August.
Well, I liked his honesty, too. After practice today, he talked about, hey, I threw an interception once at a team thing. I'm not going to make that mistake again. This is what training camp is all about, to knock off the rust. In the offense's case, to build cohesion. And he discussed this after practice.
Well, more importantly, it's just exciting to be out here and playing football again. I think day one of training camp is always an exciting time of year. You know, your goals are set. The team comes together after summer break, and we go to work, and it's fun. You know, when you come out here and you have fans like we did today who are screaming and chanting all practice, you know, it gives you a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and motivation to play well. So it was a fun first day, and I'm really happy that we got this thing started.
You know, we started off yesterday 100% passing conditioning test. So we think we've got a team in good condition. Talking about the veterans, you know, we had about 98% of the rookies passed it. So I think we're in good shape. Just kind of knocking some of the rust off here today. Some good, some bad. That's training camp. You know, I just told the team sometimes the offense is going to win, sometimes the defense is going to win, and that's the mark of a team that's competing against each other. So we're just trying to go one day at a time here and kind of go from there.
Well, great to see Osweiler out there today. Tom Savage, Brandon Whedon, the quarterback crew doing a nice job. The O-line in front of them, you know, Dwayne's out. Derek Newton with an injury today. We'll know more as the week progresses, but a solid first day for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien said it best. You know you have a good team when the defense wins some matchups and the offense wins some matchups throughout the day. That's what happened on Sunday at Texans training camp. We've got much more of the show to go. A little bit later, we've got J.J. Watt with a Make-A-Wish child, but coming up next, it's Kevin Johnson one-on-one.
Joining me now, Kevin Johnson at Texans training camp. Kevin, we didn't see you at all during OTAs and minicamp. This is your first action on the practice field since the end of the season. How did it feel?
It felt good. Just getting back out here, playing the game I love. Getting the rust off just from not playing for a long time. But it feels good to be out here, you know, with my teammates and working hard.
It seems like you were able to do a little bit of everything today. Or did you feel limited in any way?
No, I didn't feel limited. Just going out there, doing everything. Whatever the coach asked me to do, I'm doing it.
All right, second year in training camp. You must feel like a wily old veteran now. What's this year's camp like compared to last year? Last year, you were still trying to get used to a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, no question. Last year was a lot of jitters. A lot of jitters going into it. Now it's, more fun. I'm a lot more comfortable. I'm comfortable with my teammates. I'm comfortable with the coaches. So just coming out here, executing my assignment, and having fun.
Are you comfortable with the heat, though?
I can't say I'm quite comfortable with that yet, but, every day is a grind, and I'm working at it, and it's going to get better.
All right, everyone's been talking about this offense, the offense being so fast, and you got your first look at them in the offseason. You didn't have to go against them. Today you got to do that. Mm-hmm. How fun was that for you?
It was fun. New faces, new skill sets. So, it's always good just to work against different type players. It's a lot of speed out there, and it's good work for all of us DBs.
How about Jalen Strong? Second year, he was the same rookie class as you. How did he look to you out there and some of the newer guys, Will Fuller and them?
He looked really good, man. Jalen's improved a lot. Will Fuller looked really good as well. All those guys are working real hard, just like we all are on the team, and they're coming along great.
How about your chemistry with the defensive backs? We saw a lot of those guys on the sideline in OTAs and minicamp. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Joseph, yourself, Charles James, and now you guys are all back out there. What's that chemistry like with you all?
It picked off kind of just where it left off. We really had a real good relationship. Me, JJ, KJack, good friends on and off the field. Just coming out here, communicating, making sure everybody's on the same page.
All right, I remember seeing your parents out in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be able to come to all the camp practices this year?
Then I don't know if they're going to be able to make it to all of them, but I'm sure they're going to make it to everyone they can.
All right, I'm going to ask you some quick questions about training camp. Mm-hmm. Now that your second year in, what did you have to pack this year that you forgot last year?
I had to pack some snacks. When I'm in the hotel and then there's nothing to eat, definitely got some Now and Laters in there and some Sour Patch.
Now and Laters?
Yeah, just some things, some sweets that'll take my mind off of the grind and just relax. But the only thing is I got to brush my teeth a little bit more.
All right, so in the downtime that you guys have, you have a little bit of pockets of time here and there. What do you like to do?
Nap. With all the grinding we're doing, as much sleep as I can get, I'm going to get it.
All right, thanks so much. Mark and Drew will be right back with more on Texans training camp today.
We mentioned it earlier. You didn't see 99 in between the lines on the practice field, but he was here at Texans training camp. That was a good thing.
Yeah, make a wish. JJ is so heavily involved. So, yeah, he can't work out. He wants to be here with his teammates, and he wants to do some good as well.
What's up, y'all? I got Justin with me. He's my little friend. He's waiting on a heart transplant. We had a Make-A-Wish earlier this year, and he got to come out to training camp today, so very excited about it.
How cool is it to have him out here with you and show him?
Oh, it's great. Did you have fun today?
Yes.
Yeah. We're good. We're like big brother, little brother almost, where we just joke around together, have some fun, so he's a good kid. Justin, tell him your last name.
How old are you, Justin?
How old are you? When's your birthday?
March.
Best month of the year, right?
Justin, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Who asked me that?
Alex. What's your favorite Pokemon?
Do you like Pokemon?
No.
Nope, he doesn't like Pokemon.
We'll be out here for every single practice over the next week or two, Mark, and there's nobody I'd rather sweat next to than you.
Thank you very much. I don't believe that for 1 minute, but thank you very much for that, Drew. Yeah, it's fun, it's fast, it's furious, it's training camp, it's underway. And we'll see you tomorrow night once again for Texans Training Camp Today.